please make sure that your cell phones are off. Can we have a roll call, please?
Poulos? Mr. Poulos?
Oh, I'm here. I'm sorry.
Mr. Carruth?
Here.
Mr. Belapianta?
Here.
Mr. Nitz?
Here.
Mr. Mugford?
Here.
Mr. Roberts?
Here.
Mr. Dotzik?
Here.
Mr. Arkmoon?
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. What I'd like to do is the new members, if you would please stand and be sworn in.
There we go. Okay, thank you. All right. If you'll repeat after me, I state your name.
Dinara Kamon.
Okay. Do solemnly swear or affirm?
Solemnly swear and affirm.
That I will support, protect, and defend?
Support and defend.
The Constitution.
Constitution.
And the government of the United States.
Of the United States.
And of the state of Florida.
State of Florida.
And the charter and code of ordinances of the city of Palm Coast.
Charter and code of ordinances of the city of Palm Coast.
And that I am duly qualified to hold office.
Duly qualified to hold office.
The office of code enforcement board member. Under the charter and constitution, the charter of the city of Palm Coast.
Charter of the city of Palm Coast.
And the constitution of the state of Florida.
Constitution of the state of Florida.
And that I will well and faithfully perform.
Well and faithfully perform.
The duties of code enforcement office, the code enforcement board member.
Code enforcement.
On which I am now about to enter, so help me God. Congratulations. And they'll need to sign the oath and you'll print it out for them.
Thank you, Mary. Appreciate that. Also, welcome to the new board member. We have a way of running things here, and you'll see very quickly that we handle every case that we have put in front of us. And that we'll be leaving this morning by about 10:30. No, we
can't. Don't make promises.
Don't do that.
You can.
Give 11 o'clock.
But again, all to the new members, welcome aboard. We sure can use it. Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes of the December 5th, 2018 minutes?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So moved. Are there any disclosures of ex parte communications?
None.
No, there'll be none. We'll continue. If you will be speaking today in reference to one of the cases, please stand up and be sworn in.
Or if you think you might want to speak on a case, just go ahead and. Do you and each of you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to present shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, on the screens you'll see the list of cases that have been withdrawn or continued. Those cases will not be heard today. If you are here for your case and it's not on the screen, then it will be heard today. Our first case this morning, ladies and gentlemen, on the board will be AI 15. It is case number 20180913303, the City of Palm Coast versus Susie K. Obama, 35 Pillory Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district. Morning.
Good morning. For the record, respondents present. Code Officer Mike Haddon for the City of Palm Coast. I'm having evidence of series composite one proving proper service along with the photos that show the conditions of the date and time as indicated and the facts of the case are as follows. Current notice of the violation was issued on the 21st day of September 2018, giving one day to comply. We inspected on the 28th day of September 2018, the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in this case and re-inspected on a weekly basis since written. Rechecking the property conducted for a code board on the 4th day of January 2019,
present.
She is, but she doesn't want to speak.
Okay.
I talked to her in the hallway beforehand. She's aware of what's going on, and she assured me we would be taken care of, and it would not happen again.
Okay. This, I won't even go on. I'm going to forget my thought. Do I hear a motion to accept the
city's recommendation?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. All right, the next case will be AI 26. The case number 20180911 142, the City of Palm Coast versus David and Deborah Cote, 8 Big Bear Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-33B, parking in a swale between 1 a.m. and 6 a.m. Good morning.
For the record, respondents are present. I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. From entering into evidence, the city's composite proven proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions of the date as indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was written on the 20th day of September, 2018, given 7 days to comply. A re-inspection on the 27th day of September, 2018, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. I also inspected the property on 10-4 and 10-11, and the property was still in violation. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 27th day of December, 2018, and the violation has been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on the property and property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, plus administrative cost of $5,350 to the city.
Is David or Deborah Cote present? Come forward, sir. You were sworn in?
Yes.
Okay. Please state your name and your address.
David Cote, 8 Big Bear Lane, Palm Coast.
And what do you have to say in reference to the case?
Well, I dare say the biggest problem was too many vehicles for one house, 5 adults and 2 grandchildren living in one house, ready to be leaving. My daughter and son-in-law and 2 grandchildren getting their own place. I went out and bought a 51-foot square box where they told me I could put 50-foot thing next to the driveway to alleviate one car. I made my daughter put her other pickup truck in storage to get it out of there. I got pictures of all that, and I did everything I could, and now we haven't put anything else in the swale. You know, I did.
And the code enforcement officer stated that you have corrected the problem?
Yes, sir.
And we're not going to see that?
I told them if any car from my family parked in that house, they better be packing their bags inside that house.
Do I have any questions from the board members?
Move city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no fine order B and administrative costs in the amount of $5,350. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you, sir. Our next case is AI 14, case number 20180701 47, Coast versus the BR&K Family Limited Partnership, 2 Columbia Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108G, shed, fence, or wall maintenance. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. For the record, respondents present, Code Officer Mike Cadden from the City of Palm Coast. Having every evidence of the city's composite one proving proper service along with photos taken to show the conditions on the date and time is indicated. The facts as follows. Current warning notice was written on the second day of July 2018, giving 14 days to comply. We inspected on the 18th day of July 2018, the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedure filed in this case. It was re-inspected on a weekly basis since the notice was written. Rechecking the property is conducted for Code Board.
house that we resided, and he fixed the fence on the other side as well.
That's the one.
Right on the corner, right down the street.
That's the one. I've been in contact with the owner quite frequently. He's up in a place up, north, but the tenant should have sworn.
All right, is somebody here to represent the B&R and K Family Limited Partnership? Good morning, sir. Come forward, state your name and any address.
My name's Eric McGill, and I reside at 2 Columbia Lane.
And what do you have to say in reference to this violation, sir?
This guy came by this morning. I'm a truck driver, so I'm gone all the time. And the owner of the property is very ill. We had this conversation before when I was here. And he's asked me to take care of this issue. Again, I'm a truck driver, so I'm in and out, and I'm going all the time. As you can see on those photos, I have been trying to get the fence completed. Well, my daughter's home from the Air Force, who's about to be deployed to Turkey, and he called me Monday, and with these pictures you see now and the pictures he showed you earlier, there's maybe only 2 feet left of that to finish painting. And he came by this morning and he saw that I was trying to finish the fence. After he called me Monday, I was almost to Tampa to take my daughter to Busch Gardens because this might be the last time I see her, in which I could have finished the fence. I should have almost turned around to come finish the fence, which is only going to take me an hour. Because I have pictures where they even got out. We got up early this morning and trying to finish this before this hearing. So this guy won't have to be concerned about a $50 a day of fine about a small portion of fence that's got to be painted. This is ridiculous. But anyway, I asked him for an extension. He said no. And I'm like, all I need is a couple hours to finish painting this fence. I brought you pictures. And that's all I'm asking is a couple hours. Not even a couple hours. I don't need a couple hours. You might approach. This was taken just this morning. And he witnessed. He's witnessed. That's almost all that's done. I did that a week ago. That's all left to paint on the fence. And it would have been painted already, but I ran out of paint. So now I got to go to Home Depot and get a can of paint.
All right.
So it's going to take me but less than an hour to finish painting this.
Well, there's no fine yet. 5 days to finish.
Yeah, they've given the extension of 5 days.
He didn't tell me that Monday when he called me. He told me that the fine was going to start today, $50 a day.
Got a 5 day extension.
Got 5 days. Is 5 days enough?
Does 5 days give you enough time?
I ain't
going to
need but 5 hours. This is going to be.
Oh, don't ask. Don't say that.
What they are going to do is make a finding that it is in violation. So if it recurs, it could be treated as a repeat. So you're going to want to keep it in compliance once you get it finished painted.
Yes, if I like.
But you will have 5 days to get to complete it.
Yeah, Louis Mendes, code enforcement supervisor. This property has been in front of you before in the past on the other side of the fence.
Right.
Okay. Let me finish. No. All right. So, this case was written back in July. Okay.
I painted that side of the fence.
Okay. And this is a continual problem. That's all it is. I mean, it was written in July. 3 months ago, you guys were served with a hearing notice.
Okay.
And
I came
it's
here.
Just all we need is compliance. That's all we're looking for.
Listen. The other side of the fence. You go back to the pictures. Okay, the side we were looking at now, when I was here before, no one said nothing about that side of the fence until he told me later after the hearing outside that that's the side of the fence that would require painting. Well, no one told me that. He told me when Mr. Timms called me from Rome, Georgia, he just said that the paint side of the fence, what the neighbor was complaining, which is on the other side. You can go back to the other photos. Keep going. See that house over there on that side of the property? On the other side of the property, I painted. I painted that. After I was here for that first hearing, I painted it. And then we had some other notice about this side of the fence. Nobody told me that. So Mr. Timms called me and said, hey, these guys are harassing me about this fence. Can you get it painted? I said, well, I painted that side of the fence. He said, no, it's the other side of the fence. And then after we had that hearing, this guy told me, I said, well, I don't even know how to get on, if it's okay for me to get on those people's property. Because that property is fenced off. You know, the neighbors is fenced off. That's fenced off. It's gated off. I can't just walk on those people's property. So we had that discussion right after that hearing. And he said he would contact them and he would get back with me. Well, I never heard from him. And then I heard from Mr. Timms because I guess he got in touch with Mr. Timms, the owner of the property. And Mr. Timms called me fussing about it. So, and then he told me that he had gotten consent from the neighbors to go on their property to paint that side of the fence. So that's what I've been doing. And again, I'm a truck driver, so I'm gone most of the time. And when I get home, it's raining.
Okay. What the city is recommending to you, sir, is that they give you 5 days to correct the problem. Or pay $50 per day until it is corrected. So what, read between the lines. The city has had enough of all the excuses to take care of the fence. And the amount of time that it took you to get from your house to here this morning and get back from here to your house, you could have had that fence painted.
Right.
What the city is giving you 5 days to get it painted.
Thank you.
Can you do it in 5 days?
Like I said, it'll be done in 5 hours, less than that. Yeah,
that solves the problem.
That's what we want to see. Are there any other questions from the court board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, so ordered. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Our next case is AI 41. Number 20180806 the City of Palm Coast versus Daniel Lozinski, 22 Wren Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district. Good morning.
Good morning. Respondents are present. Code Enforcement Officer Joe Fest for the City of Palm Coast. Commenting into evidence, City Composite 1 proved proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the dates as indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. On April 17, 2018, a notice of violation was written, and upon re-inspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on August 9, 2018, giving 1 day to comply. A re-inspection was conducted on the 14th day of August 2018, and the property was not in compliance. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 8th day of January 2019, and a violation has been corrected. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the City is requesting the Board impose the following. Motion A, no fine standing order, and administrative costs of $5,350 to the City.
Thank you. Is Daniel Lozinski present? State your name and address, please.
Alicia Barren, 22 Wren Lane.
Okay, and are you the...
I am the wife, so the property owner as well. And he is right. There was a commercial trailer, an open cargo, And I spoke to him a few times, actually, and we discussed that we were doing some work in the backyard, and that's why the trailer was there. I needed it for grass, for dumping, for stones, for so on. Every time we spoke, it was about the open trailer, the first one, the big black one. The white one is a Diamond Cargo, no markings, closed. I wasn't aware we weren't allowed to have that on our property because it's my personal, it's not commercial, it's not marked. I understand we are not, but when I spoke to the inspector, it was always about the open trailer. I had no idea that the closed, you know, white one would cause an issue, and it's not always there. It's on and off because I use it for personal use. So when I do use it for personal use, I'm not allowed to have it there. How am I supposed to transport my things? It's, you know, I'm kind of, it's not always there. So the black one was corrected as soon as the yard work was done. But then the white one, I still use it from time to time. It's not there. I have a storage for it. That's fine. But is he going to keep on checking it? And is every time that I use it, is it, you know, am I going to have a fine? That's my question. How, I mean, it's going to be in front of my house from time to time because I need to use it.
Okay. Have you read the city code, ma'am?
I understand. But if I need to use something, if I live somewhere, pay taxes, and, you know, and it's part of my daily usage, how am I supposed to ignore that fact?
Okay. Put yourself in the shoes of the person across the street from you or down the street or up the street or whatever the case may be, your neighbor. They're going to say the same thing. I pay taxes. Why is she allowed to park a trailer there?
You're absolutely right, and I understand that.
Okay. Now, the city is offering a no fine order at this point.
I understand that as well, and I'm very grateful. I'm just saying that how do we bypass me using it from time to time? And then if I do use it, let's say if it's in front of my house, I bring it at 7 o'clock p.m. from the storage, and I need it the next morning, and Mr. Inspector passes by, what will happen?
Then you'll probably get written up.
So on a property
Did you read the city code, ma'am?
So you're basically, it's saying that where I live, I can't do anything for my personal usage. I can't have anything because that's city code. It makes no sense. You know, I don't want to get further into details, but I have a corner light where people are crossing me like crazy every single time, and it's been broken since Irma. I have called Palm Coast on numerous occasions. It's been 2 years now. No one came to correct that city light. I got ran over the street twice. A cat has been in the hospital because people drive that corner like crazy, and it's been 2 years, and no one cares about that. I understand it.
It has absolutely nothing to do with that.
I understand.
I want
you
to focus.
You should allocate your time to something more relevant in the city. Like, I don't know, putting lights, putting sidewalks. There are bigger cities in Florida that have sidewalks and street lights and don't mind if there's a trailer. And
okay, but what this board is here to do today,
is
to determine whether you're in violation. This board can't give you advice with regard to what is or is not allowed, but you are welcome to talk to the code officer after the hearing about whether you have time to load or unload it. That may be your question, and you may want to talk to the code officer after this hearing. This board is not here to tell you that. They don't get to decide that. That's the code officer. All they're deciding is if this trailer was parked improperly. That's all they have jurisdiction to do today.
I completely understand, and I do want to show you one last thing. I find it, you know, funny that code enforcement focuses on trailers.
That has nothing to do with this case. I can't.
We don't. It's a very interesting picture. That shows
okay.
Well, then thank
Let me
you.
Offer a comment. The trailer is there. It's not attached to a vehicle, a truck, a car, whatever. So it's obviously parked. Now, if at 7 o'clock in the morning you took your vehicle to your storage unit, picked it up, back this thing into the driveway, still attached to the truck, and you were loading the unit, that would not be a violation. But having it parked like this is a violation. First of all, you're not allowed to park it on the grass. Second of all, you can't leave it overnight. So if you go in the morning at 7 o'clock, pick it up, back it into your driveway, load whatever you need to load, away you go, no violation.
All right. Thank you very much for hearing, and I hope code officers get to that picture.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. next case is AI-1, case number 20180903-83, City of Palm Coast versus Angela and Scott Lapete, 140 Beachwood Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 42-56, basketball hoop in the city right-of-way.
Good morning.
Good morning.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I'm present. I am Code Officer Shelley Burton for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city composite, one, proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the condition on the date as indicated. The facts of this case are as follow. I issued a courtesy notice on the 10th of September, 2018, given 3 days to comply. When I reinspected it on the 17th day of September, it was not in compliance, so I issued a notice of violation. The current notice of violation was issued on the 17th day of September, 2018, giving 1 day to remove or a reinspect on the 20th day of September, 2018, and the property was not in compliance. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 8th day of January 2019, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property or property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend 3 days to comply or a fine of $25 per day until property is in compliance, plus an administration cost of $69 to the city.
This looks like this is more of a permanent fixture. He's got this
in
the ground.
It's not permanent.
Okay, there's a support in the back, but it looks like they put that into the ground.
It's not. It's just the way the grass is growing over it.
Okay.
It can be moved. They can just pick it up and move it in the driveway.
Yep, they pick it up and move it out.
Are there any further questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI-2, case number 20181007. It's a repeat case. City of Palm Coast versus Monica T. Mears, 36 Bressler Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district.
For the record, the respondents are not present. Present. I am Code Officer Shelley Burton for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city composite, one, proving proper service along with photographs. These photos taken depict the condition of the days as indicated. The facts of this case are as follows. Respondent was previously found in violation of the same code that ordered was signed on the 17th day of March, 2016, and the violation was corrected. Repeat notice of the violation was written on the 1st of October, 2018, given 0 days. Fine until in compliance, repeat number 2. Respondent was in repeat violation of the above-cited code for the period of October 1st, 2018 to October 5th, 2018, in compliance on the October 6th, 2018. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 6th of October, 2018, and the violation has been corrected. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion D, complied repeat violation, requesting a fine of $100 a day for 5 days, in violation for a total of $500, plus an administration cost of $70 to the city.
How much?
70.
Has there been any feedback from the homeowner regarding this situation?
He is very aware of all of his violations he has at his property. We've spoken to him several times, and just in this case.
Are there any further questions?
Move the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI-3, case number 2018081605. The City of Palm Coast versus Teledu and Marita D. St. Julian, 11 Vickwick Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 17-39A, Residential Rental Program.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I don't believe they're here. The
respondents. Respondents aren't here, so I thought there was other people here. Anyway, Code Enforcement Officer McDonald for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with the numerous photos taken on the date as indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. The current notice was issued on the 27th day of August 2018, given 10 days to comply, reinspected on the 10th day of September 2018, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before CoBoard on the 8th day of January 2019, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property or property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. A motion C, violation order. I recommend giving 5 days to comply with a fine of $25 per day, plus $69 administrative cost to the city.
Is that regarding the violation of the trailer or the rental?
That's the rental.
Rental, okay.
Are there any further questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case, same address, is AI-4, case number 20180-81606, the City of Palm Coast versus Teledu and Marita D. St. Julian, 11 Bickwick Lane. Violation is Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district.
Again, for the record, the respondents are not present. I am Code Officer McDonald for the City of Palm Coast. The current notice of violation was issued on the 27th day of August 2018, giving 1 day to comply, reinspected on the 4th day of September 2018, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. Numerous inspections were done throughout the months of September, October, November, and December. A recheck of the property was conducted before CoBoard on the 8th day of January 2019, and now the violation has been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. A motion A, no fine standing order, plus administrative cost of $53.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI-5. Case number 20180-71142. It's a Massey case. The City of Palm Coast versus Harold R. and Jacqueline A. Brown. 63 Wellstream Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, Weeds and Overgrowth.
Good morning.
Good morning.
For the record, the respondents are not present. Code Officer Rich for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering in evidence the city's composite providing proper service and a copy of the original board order along with photographs. This case was heard on the 3rd of October, 18. The order was signed on the 9th of October, 18, giving 1 day to comply, or a fine of $50 per day until the property comes in compliance. Property is still in violation. The property was in violation from October 11th, 18 to January 8th, 19, a total of 90 days, $50 per day, total fine of $4,500. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, city's requesting the board impose the following. Massey Motion G, still in violation with the fine to still continue until the property is in compliance, and administrative cost of $69.50.
Has there been any response from the owners regarding this?
To my understanding, the owners were passed, and the daughters live out of state, and they took it over, and they just haven't done anything with it.
Are there any further questions? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI-6, case number 20180-70053, a Massey case. The City of Palm Coast versus Daniel E. Jr., Amy Lee, and Abigail Taylor Siegel. 50 Westfield Lane. Palm Coast Code Section 17-58A, abandoned property, not registered.
For the record, the respondents are not present. Code Officer Rich with the City of Palm Coast. Entered into evidence the city's composite providing proper service and a copy of the original board order along with photographs. This case was heard on the 3rd of October, 18. The order was signed on the 9th of October, 18, giving 5 days to comply, or a fine of $25 per day until the property comes in compliance. The property is still in violation. The property is in was in violation from October 18 to January 8th, 18, or 19, correction. A total of 83 days at $25 a day and a fine of $2,075. Based on the testimony and evidence in this case, the city requests the board impose appalling. Massey Motion G still in violation with the fine to continue until the property is in compliance and a fine of $60. Or costs.
There's been no correspondence from the owners regarding this? They haven't come back at all on this?
We mow it on a regular basis as well. It's just empty, been empty for quite some time.
Any further questions?
Just a quick question, not relevant to the issue, but abandoned property not registered. Is the violation that you abandoned your property or you didn't register it as abandoned?
Correct.
Property?
It has to be registered with the city as an abandoned property.
Thank you.
Are there any further questions?
Move the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI-7, case number 20180904-72, a recurring case, City of Palm Coast versus Kenneth L. Vanderskaff, 18 Zeeland Place, Palm Coast Code Section 35-76D2, overgrown conditions.
For the record, the respondents are not present. With the board's permission, this is three separate violations. All occurred on the same day, AI 7, 8, and 9. I would like to just read the one for all three because it's going to be all the same.
Sure.
Verbiage.
Okay. As long as you do three separate motions, you can do that.
Okay, I am Code Officer Nunes for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite, one providing proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was issued on the 13th day of September 2018, given 10 days to comply, reinspected on the 27th day of September 2018, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 8th day of January 2019, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property or property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 10 days to comply or a fine of $50 per day until the property is in compliance, plus an administrative cost of $69 to the city.
That would be for each one?
Yes.
So it would be continuing cost of $10 or $50 for each one or $150 a day?
Yes.
We have to have separate motions.
Yes.
Correct.
On the first case, case number 20180904-72, the violation overgrown conditions.
Move the city's
motion.
Move the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is case number 20180904-874, same address, Palm Coast violation. There's a satellite dish in disrepair. Do I hear a motion to accept the city's recommendation?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our third case on this particular address is case number 20180908 75, in reference to a violation of roof and screen enclosure in disrepair. Do I hear a motion to accept the city's recommendation?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you. Our next case is AI 13, case number 20180312, a Massey case, City of Palm Coast versus Howard L. Willard, Jr., 19 Prince Walter Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108G, shed, fence, or wall maintenance.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one, approving proper service and a copy of the original board order along with photos. This case was heard on the third day of October 2018. The order was signed on the 9th of October 2018, giving 30 days to comply, or a fine of $50 per day until the property comes into compliance. The property is currently still in violation. The property was or is in violation from November 9th, 2018 to January 8th, 2019, a total of 61 days at $50 a day for a total fine of $3,050. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Massey Motion G, still in violation with the fine, to continue until the property is in compliance, an administrative cost of $69.50 to the city.
No response from the owner regarding this for this length of time?
No, but we did give him 30 days, and he promised he would have the fence either removed or repaired, and after the 30 days, this is what it looks like.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 16, case number 20180803 54, the City of Palm Coast versus Andre and Myrna Afonin, 34 Point of Woods Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-33B, parking in a swale between 1 a.m. and 6 a.m.
Good morning. For the record, response not present. Code Officer Mike Haddon from the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with photos that show the condition of the date and time is third notice of violation was issued on the third day of August 2018, giving 7 days to comply. We expect on the 14th day of September, the property was not in compliance. Proper notice of procedure to be followed in this case, expected on a weekly basis since an open written. We checked that the property was conducted for a code board on the fourth day of January 2019, and the violation has been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation of property to property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence, this case is requesting the board impose the following. Motion A, a no fine standing order, plus $53.50 administrative cost to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 18, case number 20180810816 40, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Darren A. and Marcy A. and Flores Canaan. 36 Upshire Path, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district.
For the record, response not present. Code Officer Mike Hatt from the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering in evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with photos that show the condition of the date and time is indicated. The facts of the case as follows. On the third day of April 2016, a notice of violation was issued, and on reinspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. First day of December 2016, a notice of violation was issued. Upon reinspection, that violation was corrected, and the case was closed. 24th day of July 2017, a notice of violation was issued.
Excuse me.
Upon reinspection, the violation corrected and the case was closed. 7th day of December 2017, a notice of violation was issued. And on reinspection, the case was closed. 22nd day of December 2017, notice of violation was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. We're almost done, guys. On the 12th day of January 2018, a notice of violation was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. Current notice of violation was issued on the 31st day of August 2018, giving 1 day to comply. Reinspected on the 14th day of September, and the violation property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedure followed in all cases. Reinspected on a weekly basis since the notice was written. We checked with the property conducted for code board on the third day of January 2019. The violation has been corrected. It was also inspected this morning and it was in compliance. This is the sixth notice given different inspectors, and they came into compliance every time, and they always had a story.
Accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. The next case is AI 22, case number 20180915554. Whoops, that's a hearing request. The City of Palm Coast versus Rafael Gomez and Bravo Zenaida, 76 Farragut Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108H, inoperable vehicle. Is Rafael Gomez or Bravo Zenaida present?
I don't believe they are.
Okay.
Then we don't need to hear it. It was their request.
Yeah.
They're not here, so we can't hear
Okay. Our next case will be AI 25, case number 2018091020. City of Palm Coast versus Brian Lynch, 48 Foster Place, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle in a residential district.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I'm Code Officer Shelley for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice violation was issued on the 18th day of September 2018, giving one day, reinspected on the 25th day of September 2018, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were as followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 27th day of December 2018. The violation has been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on a property owner. Based upon my testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion A, no fine standing order, plus an administrative fee of $53.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Motion
not
to accept
the city's motion.
Recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So moved.
Do we have to hear the second?
The second case is a different, I believe.
No, it's a repeat. It's the same case number.
Same case. 25, just cancel it.
Error, apparently.
All right,
okay.
Let me read out the case number. Case number 20180910020, City of Palm Coast versus Brian Lynch. 48 Forrester Place, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle or trailer in the residential district.
We've already heard that, Mr.
Murphy.
That was just a double.
They both say AI 25.
Well, I was thinking that maybe the front vehicles and the back vehicles were going to be charged
switch
separately,
places.
But that's okay.
They switch places.
We'll put that one down as a Scribner's error.
Our next case is AI 29, case number 20180915539. The City of Palm Coast versus Daniel Boone, Jr., Life Estate. 6 Cerruto Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 35-76D1, nuisance accumulations.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite proven proper service along with photographs taken at the conditions on the date as indicated. Facts of the case are as follows.
That's a better view.
The current notice of violation was written on the first day of October 2018, given 5 days to comply. A reinspection on the 8th day of October 2018, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. I conducted reinspections on 1010, 1014, 1015, 1022, 1029, 1105, 115. I rechecked the property and condition on the 8th day of January 2019, the day before code board, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on the property and property owner. Based upon testimony, evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order, I recommend giving 7 days to comply, or a fine of $25 per day, plus an administrative cost of $69 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board? board members.
That white storage trailer, was that something there they were moving? So they're taking it, filling that trailer and moving it, or what?
No, sir. Actually, he brought more stuff to the house. I tried working with him. Apparently, he suffered a loss in his family. I don't know where these pods came from. He didn't elaborate, but some of the neighbors say he's, you might say, he's an underlying hoarder.
Hoarder, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Are there any further questions?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 30, case number 20180913388, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Mark L. Phillips, 30 Cheyenne Court, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, improper parking.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite proof of proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the deeds indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 21st day of May 2014, a notice of violation was written. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 30th day of January 2015, a notice of violation was written. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 21st day of January 2016, a notice of violation was written. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 24th day of September 2018, given 15 minutes to comply. A reinspection on the 24th day of September 2018, the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted for code board on the 8th day of January 2019. The violation had been corrected. This is the fourth notice given for the same violation on the property and property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, plus an administrative cost of $53.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
Motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those
opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 34. Case number 20180905 84, the City of Palm Coast versus Salvino Dominguez, 39 Flemingwood Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-33B, parking in a swale between 1 a.m. and 6 a.m.
Respondents are not present. I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering the evidence the city's composite proven proper service along with photographs taken at the conditions on the date as indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. The current notice violation was written on the 13th day of September 2018 and given 7 days to comply. A reinspection on the 20th day of September 2018 and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. I had multiple reinspections from 9/20 to 11/8 of 18. And the property was still not in compliance. A recheck of the property was conducted before the code board on the 6th day of December 2018, and the violation has been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on the property and property owner. Based upon testimony, evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion A, no fine standing order, plus an administrative cost of $53.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
A motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So moved. Our next case is AI 35, case number 20180914 97, a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus AAE Holdings, LLC, 4 Lynn Place. Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle in the residential district.
For the record, the response is not present. I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering the evidence composite proven proper service along with photographs. These photographs take the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code. That order was signed on the 11th day of January 2018. This violation was corrected. The repeat notice of violation was written on the 27th day of September 2018 and given 0 days to comply and fined until in compliance, and it's a repeat number one. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above cited code for a period between September 27, 2018 to September 28, 2018 and in compliance on September 28th of 2018. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 28th day of September 2018. The violation had been corrected. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion D, complied repeat violation requesting a fine of $100 a day for 1 day and a violation for a total of $100 plus administrative cost of $69.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Move city's recommendation.
Second. I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 36, case number 20180911141. The City of Palm Coast versus Mary Josephine Ray. 11 Linton Place, Palm Coast Code Section 44-33B, parking in a swale between 1 and 6 a.m.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite room proper service along with photographs taken depict the conditions on the day as indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. Current notice of violation was written on the 20th day of September 2018, given 7 days to comply. A reinspection on the 27th day of September 2018 and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were filed in all cases. I conducted several reinspections on 10-4 and 11-7, and they were both not in compliance at that time. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 8th day of January 2019, and the property has been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation of the property and property owner. And based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city's requesting the court should impose the following. Motion A, no fine standing order, plus administrative cost of $53.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case, the next two cases are at the same address. First case is case number 20180814555, a recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Jesse J. and Khadija Gray, 54 Russo Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108H. Inoperable vehicle?
I'd say so. The respondents are not present. Code Enforcement Officer Joe Festa for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence City Composite 1 proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the dates as indicated. Back to the case as follows. On September 3rd, 2016, a notice of violation was written and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. Current notice of violation was issued on August 23rd, 2018, giving 2 days to comply. Reinspection was done on the 30th day of August 2018, and the property was not in compliance. Weekly checks were made. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 8th day of January 2019, and the violation has not been corrected. There's the second notice given for the same violation on this property with the same property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, City is requesting the board to impose the following. Motion C. Recommend giving 3 days to comply or a fine of $50 per day until property comes into compliance plus administrative cost of $69 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
There's two vehicles involved in. The one that was in the crash, that was an Opera car, and then this later model car with the flat tire.
Correct.
Do I hear a motion?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our second case, the same address, case number 20180816 93, 54 Russo Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 17-39A, Residential Rental Program.
The respondents are not present. Code Enforcement Officer Joe Festa for the City of Palm Coast. Entering into evidence, City Composite 1 proving proper service along with photographs taken at depicted conditions on the dates as indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was written on the 28th day of August 2018, 10 days to comply. A re-inspection was done on the 11th day of September 2018, and the property was not in compliance. Weekly checks were made. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 8th day of January 2019, and a violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on his property with the same property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Motion C, recommend giving 10 days to comply for a fine of $25 per day until the property is in compliance, plus administrative costs of $69 to the city.
Do I hear any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Move the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Is there any unfinished business?
None.
Any old business? Any new business? Our next code board meeting is on February 6th.
Got elections.
Elections for that.
Our next code board meeting is on February 6, 2019. But hold on. If you order within the next 5 minutes, no, we won't. We'll have the election for chairman and vice chairman. The forms that you have, if you would fill those out and turn them over to Carol. Those aren't going down to Palm Beach to be counted, are they? Place a vote for Dean Roberts as vice chair.
Second.
Any other nominations?
Any other comments? So moved.
Approval.